The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Yeah, welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to see you all, to be with you in this moment in time, whether it's afternoon, evening, early evening, late evening, where you are, morning, wherever you are, welcome. So I'm excited to practice together. I've already sat today, earlier today, and I've been wanting to sit again. And I thought, oh, great, I'll get to sit with the Happy Hour Sangha. So I'm really looking forward to sitting together. And in terms of the theme, the meditation for us to practice together, since we've been working through the theme of the 8 pillars of joy, let's continue with that. So we've started with the first pillar, which is perspective. The perspective we have in life is the most important determinant of our happiness, of our happiness or unhappiness. And we spent a couple of sessions already on Monday and Wednesday exploring perspective from different perspectives. I'll be redundant. And there are so many different ways to still explore perspective, as we all know. There are not just 2 ways. In order to bring a wholesome way to cultivate kindness, compassion, metta, karuna. So I wanted to invite us to continue to explore that yet in a different way tonight. There are so many nuances to these practices. And maybe I'll say a couple more words before launching into the guided meditation. And just to say that the next pillar is humility. So the way we're exploring perspective today is kind of a halfway between. It's bringing perspective together with humility. It's a perspective of humility in order to cultivate metta and kindness and compassion for ourselves. So one thing to consider is sometimes we might have to be aware, to be wisely and kindly aware. If we have a perspective of oh, poor me, everybody has a great life, everybody has it easy, and I'm stuck with these problems, I'm stuck with this challenge, etc., etc., oh, poor me. So a less than perspective. Oh, people are having a great time, poor me. So just noticing if that comes up and not trying to squash it or have a conflictual relationship with it, but just to realize, oh, here's the poor me narrative. Interesting to see that. And the invitation there is to actually see our own abundance, to turn towards gratitude, to see our own abundance. Similarly, there could be the sense of, oh, I have so many privileges in my life. I am so blessed. I have so many gifts and this and that. I don't deserve. I mean, those poor other people, they need compassion. They need a karuna. They need support. I don't need it. I shouldn't need it. Oh, that's it. I shouldn't need it because, I have so many things. So, gosh, am I even deserving of wishing myself well? I need to serve others. I need to wish others well. So that there is a lack of humility, is a lack of seeing our part, the part that we play, the interconnectedness, the same way that just like anyone else, just like anyone else, we suffer. Just like anyone else, we have gifts and blessings. And just like anyone else, we're deserving of kindness and compassion. And in fact, the Buddha said that if you search the whole world, you search the whole world, you wouldn't find anyone more worthy of your own kindness, of your own care, of your own love. So the invitation for this practice today, as we will first always settle in the body and the breath, and just tell the soil with some calmness. Then inviting, cultivating care, compassion for ourselves with humility, with care, both tapping into our strength, our abundance, our blessings, which are plenty, no matter our circumstances, and also to tap into the humility of our circumstances, just like everyone else. We're not different. We could have been born as others. Others could have been born just as us. There's to see that sameness. So that's the invitation. I've talked plenty. So I'd like to invite us now to get into our meditation posture, if we would please. If you need to move, if you need to lie down, if you need to shift posture. And landing. Arriving. Letting go of all the words. Everything I said, letting go of all of that. Letting go of all the thoughts. Letting go of all the stories, of all the preoccupations. Offering them up as if with humility. With humility, we're putting them on an altar. Lightening our heart. And landing in this body, in this human body. With its sensations, with its vitality, with its pains and aches. Landing in the raw, pulsating, human body that is ours, this one. Nobody feels the sensations of this one. The sensations intimately felt by this consciousness right here. And landing, with the breath. Opening up to the sensations of the breath in the body. The abdomen opening up and receiving. The abdomen receiving each breath. As if greeting an old friend. the abdomen, receiving greeting with jubilation, as if jumping up and down with happiness. Greeting the breath and the sensations of the breath that arise with the in-breath and the out-breath. Letting yourself enjoy, relish the joy, the ease, the calm of each breath. Noticing that the mind, if it feels happy and cocooned, doesn't want to go anywhere. The thoughts, plans, memories can just stay relishing. As if tucked in under a comfortable, comfortable blanket, soft with the breath, sensations of the body. Letting the body land. Relax deeply with every out breath that leaves. Every in breath, a jubilant greeting. Every out breath, a relaxing letting go. Noticing if your mind, if the mind is resting on a thought, an emotion, a memory, it's okay. Just notice. This is what minds do. Noticing what it's resting on right now. And gently inviting it with kindness, generosity, and ease back. Inviting awareness back to rest. Be rejuvenated with the sensations of the breath in the body. Bringing keen awareness to the lower body right now, as if you're receiving the breath in your lower abdomen. Close your sit bones. Just above the groin area. Now I'd like to invite you, if you will, to bring to mind a compassionate being, whom for you represents unconditional love and acceptance. This could be someone in your life, alive or passed away, deceased, or it could be an archetype. A living human or an archetypal figure, could be the Buddha, Jesus, Mother Mary, could be Dalai Lama, could be a being of light. In many traditions, may be associated with God, divinity, or Kuan Yin, or whatever being or image, living or archetypal, whatever works for you, or could be the sun, sharing its light, life-giving energy, benevolently as the compassionate image. Or even a well-rooted tree. Choose whomever or whatever works for you. As your symbol of unconditional love, compassion. And bring this being close to your heart. Close to your mind, mind's eye. And just for a minute or two, sitting and breathing, just as you're receiving the breath in the body. See if you can receive the breath in the center of your chest, your heart center. Relaxed, as if just sitting in the presence of this loving being. Awakens something in your heart. Doesn't have to be specific, but just receiving the breath in your heart center, in the presence of this being in your mind's eye. Noticing if just sitting and breathing with this unconditionally loving and compassionate being, if there's any more sense of ease, safety, relaxation or gladness in your body. If there is, welcome it. Invite it to grow. If there isn't, it's okay. Keep sitting with this compassionate image and breathe. Letting yourself soak in their presence. Letting your heart relish and delight in being in the presence of this completely compassionate and loving being. Who sees you and holds you with unconditional acceptance and care regardless of anything you need done. Just receiving, breathing in this presence. And now knowing, appreciating that this compassionate being holds you with unconditional care and love. There's nothing you have to do or act or say to deserve it. It's just offered. Your body can relax, your heart can relax. You're fully seen, all your gifts, all your challenges, fully seen and loved just the way you are. And now I'd like to invite you, in the presence of this being, to step out of yourself. A few feet away, both now in the presence of this being, and share a challenge that you're experiencing, but share the story with this compassionate presence using your name, not I and me, but using your name or she, him, they pronoun. Whatever is appropriate. And all three of you, you telling the story of the challenge from a third person perspective, sharing it. The presence of loving, compassionate being. feeling safe. Just as you're telling the story, realizing that the compassionate being is holding the you's having the challenge with utter compassion, utter love and care, completely deserving of love and care. And as you're telling the story, the love, compassion of compassionate being awakens your own care and love for you as you watch yourself telling the story. Both you and the compassionate being, gazing with compassion, holding with care, with big heartedness, the challenge. That you're going through, holding this third person that is you. Both of you holding this being with complete compassion. And care. Not overwhelmed, because you feel the strength. You're fed by the strength and stability of the compassionate being. Their love, their care is a source of strength. And holding the challenge with compassion. So holding the challenge with care and love and utter affection, tenderness, without feeling overwhelmed, feeling the strength in your heart and your abdomen with the breath. Empowered by the unconditional love, both stability, strength and care and love, tenderness at the same time. Now for the last minute, bringing to mind, inviting other beings around the world, we're having the same challenge, or have had the same challenge, or will have, that you're experiencing. Bringing all of them, inviting them to your heart. In the presence of this loving, compassionate being. Both you and the compassionate being holding your challenge and their challenge with love and care, wishing ease, wishing goodness. In the midst of, from this sorrow, pain, challenge, for all of you, all of us, each of you may have a different gender identity, color, race, age, social status, etc., etc. And you share this bond. You suffer in the same way. You are the same in this respect. It's not so personal. And letting go of any judgment for what this period of practice, 30 minutes of meditation, was or wasn't. And appreciating yourself for having shown up. Thank you, me. I showed up. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So, I will change the settings. If you'd like to share any reflections in chat or unmute yourself, you're welcome to. And I'll share something from my own practice. Noticing how just sitting in the presence of the compassionate being was just joyous. A sense of ease and calm and happiness arose, and just in the simplicity of that. And to know that, to share that, if any of this practice, if any of this shift in perspective, even for a moment, worked for you in having a slightly different perspective, know that it's available to you. You can do this anytime, the privacy of your own home. You don't have to wait for a happy hour. You can conjure up the compassionate being and sit in their presence and breathe with them and conjure up all the beings who suffer with you in the same way. Bell offers, so humility is recognizing similarity to others. There are so many different ways to explore humility, Bill. This is not the only one, so I wouldn't say it's equal to. I would say this is one way. There are many, many other ways to explore it, and we'll explore more next time about different ways of humility. This is just one way through it. There are many doors to the temple. Neil offers at peace, overflowing with compassion. Lovely. I'll say one more thing about humility since you brought it up, Bill. In this way, the way we explored it today is the sense that you're not more than or less than. You're just human, just like everyone else. Are recognizing the common humanity. The common humanity is one aspect. And next time we'll explore interdependence as one aspect of humility, another dimension of it. So stick around for that. Come back. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Any questions? Complaints, anything. You can unmute yourself or. Yeah. Holly says, I had difficulty imagining people having the same issue experience as me. I managed to do it, but it seemed there was some attachment to my issue being unique and personal to me. Ah, okay. I appreciate you saying that. So Holly, I have one question for you. Did you also come last time on Wednesday? Monday. I did a very extensive imagining other people. So today I did a very shorthand, perhaps presuming that people had that. So was this practice new to you? You can just say yes or no, because that will give me more information.
Yeah, it was new for me, yeah.
Got it, okay. So that was my presumption there. So I would suggest if you have the time and inclination, please listen to the meditation from Monday, which is the first perspective we did. And I really explore this because today was really a shorthand. And send me email through my website if you listen to that, if you still find the same attachment in the uniqueness. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Nikki, I wanted to share a story, which I think is relevant. I was very fortunate to have gone to a world-famous therapist here in New York. But he used to join in the group sessions, and we'd be all going around talking about how, you know, the misery we were in and how awful things were. And he would occasionally say, yes, we're all fucked up, fallible human beings. And this was a man who was globally recognized as one of the best in his field ever. I mean, he started one of the major fields of therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just so real, so authentic.
Yeah. And
it's just I learned so much from him about
it's the human condition. I wouldn't put it in those words. Those are colorful words, his way of communicating, and the way I put it is that it's the human condition. We know we all suffer in different ways. We imagine everybody else has it, perhaps we imagine other people have it, you know, they have it all together, but we all suffer in different ways. It's just part of human existence. It's what mark of existence. So Phil asks, where do these eight pillars of joy come from? Yeah, good question. So, I've talked about this in the previous series. This is actually coming from a book called The Book of Joy from the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. And this is a, I trust this is a Tibetan teaching, the Eight Pillars of Joy. And so it's basically this, the same things we talk about in various, as we go through it, you'll recognize all of them in Theravada too. It's just, I think Tibetans have packaged it in a nice way. So it's quite a delight. And given how much suffering there is in the world right now, and especially in the U.S., I think we can use joy and just turning our attention to the pillars of joy. What can support joy? So hence these series. So I'd like to, before it gets too late, I know there are more comments and reflections, but let's go into the practice meetings together and save a little bit of time for more reflections afterwards when we come back. So the invitation for the small groups together is to show up as you are, and the sense that, the sense of compassion, of holding yourself, this also this perspective of third person perspective, this being that you are who suffers just like anyone else. As was mentioned earlier, as I think Susan who was saying it earlier, now I'm losing track, that we all have suffering. Oh, Claire, it was Claire. We all have suffering. Of course we do. So showing up with a sense of humility of, hello, dear human beings. Yes, the sense of humility of we are on this together. And you can share as little or as much as you want and take care of your heart. You can say very little, but just hold compassionate presence for yourself and others. Or share whatever you want. But show up with a heartfulness, with a sense of care for yourself and for other fellow human beings who suffer just like you. We are not so different. So with that, I would like to open the rooms. And if for whatever reason participating tonight is not right for you, is okay, completely understood. But I hope you don't sign off just out of fear, because these practice meetings are just such a rich opportunity to practice together, to be together. So let me see here. Let me take a moment to need to do a little bit of, because the counts keep changing as soon as I say group, some people jump off. So when I create the groups, then the numbers just keep shifting. So give me one moment. Okay. So, all right. I think I have it. So here we go, dear ones. They're open.
A little bit, but it's sweet. It's super sweet.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed and you're all back. Great. So I heard super sweet. I think it was Michael on the phone. Sometimes when the rooms close, people on the phone who get transferred, the automatic mute doesn't happen. So it was really nice to hear the word super sweet. Yay. So it's 7 o'clock, but would love to hear at least maybe one comment about how your practice in the groups was. There's something that is really juicy and you'd like to share about what came up for you. Would love to hear, since I promised there would be some time for at least one reflection. Please don't be shy. You can unmute yourself.
It always impresses me, Nikki, that talk to somebody from Australia and somebody from Boston. It's just, I'm so thrilled that through IMC that our world has expanded this much.
Yeah, 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 thank you, Nancy. And I know you're in California, so I love that. Yes, someone from Australia, someone from Boston, East Coast, and here in California. Yeah, this is just my heart expands too. This is one of the gifts of COVID-19. There are many, many challenges and difficulties, but definitely this has been a huge gift, this interconnection that you're feeling this way. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And Gita says, connected me deeply in 5 minutes than with some people in 50 years. Oh, wow. Thank you, Gita. Thank you for that reflection. I see other people are nodding their heads. Yes. Yeah. That gives me chills. Wow. The power of connection. When our hearts are open, amazing things can happen. So let's wrap up. And Mary Christine, regarding your question about the new Zoom ID for each sit. No, the Zoom ID actually is the same. It's just that we have had to introduce a password. So that's what all of you guys have, the password, because you're here. It's a Metta, M-E-T-T-A. What we might do is actually go to the calendar and put the password in the link. So if you click on the link from now on, it should automatically put in the password. If not, then you'll just have to type it. But yes, the same, it's the same Zoom address. So let's see. And Claire says, discuss difference between identifying and comparing. Yeah, great. Appreciate that. There is quite a difference between identifying and comparing. And Susan has her hand up. Maybe one last quick comment. If you would, we can go just in, because Susan, you had your hand up even before we went into.
Sorry, I forgot to unmute myself.
Yeah, please, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was really amazing for me. I thought it started at 7. So when I jumped in, you were almost done with the meditation, but it was so powerful for me because that connection that I felt, and I said that in my small group, it just gave me so much peace and so much like, because I was just feeling so much like emotional pain before I jumped in. And I was kind of like, oh shoot, I'm like so late. I, you know, was thinking it was starting later. But I just noticed how much connection it gave me in that short moment of you just talking for like a minute and doing the very last part of the meditation. And I just felt so connected, and now I'm feeling so much more peace and how much good that does just to be connected with others and knowing others are also in pain or suffering and one's not alone.
It's you're not alone. It's the human condition. Exactly. So what you're saying is thank you for sharing that, Susan. And really, it's just one moment, even though you came at the end of it, it's like, okay, just a few minutes of coming into this space. It's a special space created, co-created by everyone. So I'm delighted that you came in. And now if you wanted, you can go back and listen to the meditation on YouTube. It's going to be on YouTube in a couple of minutes. So thank you for joining. Thanks, everyone. Thank you all for joining and sharing your practice. We don't do this practice just for ourselves. We do it for all beings whose lives we touch directly and indirectly. In our wildest imaginations, we have no idea how our practice can support others. So be open to that possibility that you do this practice for everyone whose lives you touch in some way. May all beings be happy, joyful, well, and free, which includes all of us. Hey, everyone. Love you guys. See you on Monday.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nikki. We love you.
Yeah, lots of love.
Thank you. Good
Sunday. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Bye.